I'm Theo Greenlee, a reporter with the Alaska Desk. That's a joint reporting effort from Alaska Public Media and KUCB, where I work in on Alaska, and other public radio stations in Anchorage, Fairbanks, Haines, and the Aleutians. It allows us to connect you with the issues happening in communities all across the state. You can hear our stories during the morning news, Alaska News Nightly, or online at alaskapublic.org. The Alaska Desk is only possible with the support of grants and listeners like you. Thank you.
From Alaska Public Media in Anchorage, I'm Ava White, and this is the Alaska Economic Report. In the last week, Alaska North Slope crude rose from $80.07 per barrel to $84.23 per barrel. The price of West Texas Intermediate also rose from $73.25 per barrel to $77.90 per barrel. A new independent bookstore opened in Anchorage last weekend. Beauty in the Book Alaska specializes in the romance genre, a growing trend in Alaska and around the country. The store is a passion project for two sisters who bonded over reading after giving birth to their first children. Ellie Hartman and Bailey Lloyd's bookstore is an experience. Each of the three rooms has a distinct vibe and different subgenres sorted by colors on the shelves. Yeah.
We were going to tear down all of these walls, and then my mom was like, Ellie, no, you need to do, like, make it an experience, have different vibes in each room, and so we kind of went for that, and yeah, this will be, like, the darker stuff in the family.
Growing up, Lloyd says she would read whatever she could get her hands on. Hartman says she hasn't always enjoyed reading, but when both sisters gave birth in 2022, Lloyd says it gave them something to bond over.
It was books, and then that's how this whole thing came together.
Lloyd says she didn't have much time to read as a young adult. She was working full-time, trying new hobbies, and managing a social life. She says she fell into deep postpartum depression after giving birth and was looking for a healthy coping mechanism. She started reading the Ice Planet Barbarian series by Ruby Dixon.
I read all 35 books in the series within 2 weeks.
Lloyd is not alone in her love of romance books. Beauty in the Book is part of a national trend. At least 9 romance bookstores opened across the country last year. Several more, including Beauty in the Book, are opening this year. In 2022, sales of romance books surged about 52%, according to Publishers Weekly. Some experts credit the TikTok hashtag BookTok with helping drive the sales of romance books. It's a large sub-community on TikTok where readers share and review books they've read. Hartman says they wanted to create that same kind of haven in person for romance book lovers in Anchorage. Lloyd says their store has something for everyone, from sports to scientific romance to a more subtle form of the genre.
You can read A Fade to Black where you don't get any of the super hardcore romance scenes. You get a kiss and a cuddle and then the book's over. And that's perfect for some people.
Hartman and Lloyd say they also want their store to carry a selection of romance novels that readers can't find at big box stores. They reached out to individual authors rather than publishers to stock their shelves, which Hartman says had its perks.
They were sending us swag to have here that matched their books. They were sending us signed books and sending us all their love and support, giving us connections to publishers.
The sisters say their mom, Sasha Lloyd, is their biggest supporter and encouraged them to infuse some personality in the space. She's also their investor. The sisters say their mom isn't a reader, but read a 4-book series they recommended in a month. Lloyd admits she reads on her Kindle, but says a traditional book is a different experience.
There's really nothing like going into a store and grabbing a book that the cover looks interesting, or you heard about it on BookTok, and you didn't go straight to your Kindle and download it.
The sisters are fans of numerous romance bookstores, but one of their favorites happens to be a few hours away. Olivia Pack opened the Ivy in Fairbanks in February. To her knowledge, it was the first romance bookstore in the state. She says she's always been a reader. She says there isn't much to do for fun in Fairbanks if you're not an outdoorsy person. Pack is a mother to twin toddlers. Like Bailey Lloyd, Pack says reading helped her postpartum depression and anxiety. She says the Ivy provides a space for mothers to escape in a book and live in a different life for a moment.
I just figured what would be better than to open up a romance bookstore and help give women, you know, a healthy hobby to have outside of like being a mom or working full time or whatever it is.
Pack says she wasn't sure how much of a demand there was for romance novels or a bookstore dedicated to them, but she says customers were lined up outside of the building on opening day, and many became regulars. Pack considers her bookstore a passion project, and Hartman agrees. She says she's not expecting to get rich off of selling romance books, and it's not her goal either.
This is something we're going to enjoy doing. It's just something fun, you know? You live such a short life, and yeah, you can work super, super hard, or you can enjoy the little things, and this is one of those little things that we can enjoy.
Hartman and Lloyd are excited to introduce new readers to their favorite genre. So what do they recommend?
Really popular. We talk about this all the time. And I realize in that moment, maybe I am heartless after all, because the beautiful girl with the copper hair grinning back at me right now is the one who stole it.
That's Heartless by Elsie Silver. And if you like that one, there are four others in the series. Reporting in Anchorage for the Alaska Economic Report, I'm Ava White.